The 77 miles of pipeline would cross through 17 towns near the state's southern border. A bit more than 63 miles would be buried underneath existing power lines in rights-of-way owned by Public Service of New Hampshire. According to company filings, the pipeline would have to cross hundreds of wetlands and bodies of water, including major rivers, and would pass through 8 miles of state forest. It would cross into New Hampshire in Winchester and back into Massachusetts again in Pelham. If the project is built, the company estimates it will pay the state nearly $17 million a year in taxes and hire 520 temporary workers during the construction phase. Assuming it's granted all the necessary permits, Kinder Morgan says it hopes to begin construction in 2017 and finish in 20 months. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.